Now a brief tip of the hat, or wing, we should say, to Yves Rossy. Rossy is a Swiss pilot and inventor who managed to fly over the English Channel today. Okay, that may not sound like a big deal for a pilot, but consider this. Rossy did it with a homemade jet-propelled wing strapped to his back. He leapt from a plane above the French city of Calais, fired up his jets, and set his sights on the white cliffs of Dover, some 22 miles away. 10 minutes later, he looped over onlookers in England, opened his parachutes, and glided in for a landing. The BBC asked Rossy if he felt like a bird.
I had dreams of flying, and I can imagine that it's like this for a bird. Perhaps they don't realize it. I'm not in direct contact with a bird, but I can imagine that these feelings are about the same that I had today.
He was then asked if he was scared to look down during the flight. Rossy, who served as a fighter pilot in the Swiss Air Force, quipped that if I was afraid, I would have stopped the whole thing. Rossy's wing is quite a piece of technology. It's made of a carbon composite. Attached to it are four kerosene-burning jet turbines. Altogether, it weighs around 120 pounds. Rossy's top speed, 100 miles per hour. There's no steering mechanism. Rossy controls the wing by moving his body. Today, Rossy said he was delighted with the flight and the fanfare, but he's got bigger plans. He says he wants to fly not just vertically, but up, down, and all around, and he thinks he knows how to do it.
Smaller wings with bigger engines. So that's the next step, to be able, with another construction, other engines, other aerodynamic, other form of wing, but still with the same principle where only the body moves are doing the vectors. I hope we will be able, with other guys, to fly around the clouds.
Rossy's flight, by the way, traced that of a previous daredevil, French aviator Louis Blériot. He was the first to cross the channel in an airplane almost a century ago.
Light could blow the soul right through the roof of the night.